The movie Zootopia sort of occupies a place in the Disney kingdom that has been for years celebrated and I guess at times questioned. Walt Disney has vision of a place where it's a small world after all, could be sung, and people from different races, different colors, different religions, different genders, orientations, could all coexist in a place where Pocahontas befriended Lewis and Clark, where an understanding and kindness among all species, great and small, would occur. And Zootopia is really the sort of manifest destiny of the Disney catalog. That's to say, it's a delight to enter into the magical kingdom that it creates on film. The colors are beautiful and vibrant, and it's really an understated plot. A lot of animated films jump out at you with, in a way, sort of the style of Merry Melodies, the Bugs Bunny, the explosions, the early classical music influence of the symphony, like smashing cymbals and a lot of heavy strings. Playing while visually characters jumped into the foreground, what would have been the camera were it not all hand-drawn. And in that sense, Zootopia is a departure in that it relies on the fact that it's so gorgeous to look at. It doesn't need a lot of visual gimmicks. It still is has a 3D component. It's there. If you don't see it in 3D, it isn't going to be a lost exercise. Because again, it's such a beautiful world to inhabit. Storyline is solid and has a character of a type of film noir movie. It's like a detective movie. They're looking for what's happening. Spoiler alert, it's just a bunch of animals turning into animals. But their animal nature, I guess, is their non sort of, it's losing their sense of their superego so that they revert to their basic id, which is their desires to basically eat animals if they're predators and they feast on prey. So that sense, bullying is also broached in that the basic nature of mankind might be to be sort of picking on people, and we see that in the film, which charts the growth of a young bunny from a farm into a city girl, and follows a recent trend of movies, particularly animated movies, to have female protagonists in a election cycle that is focused very prominently on the role of women in society. It's a nice trend that Star Wars and Inside Out and now Zootopia all feature as the main protagonist a female. Also have strong male characters who aren't all evil. In a nice twist, we have a super villain who happens to be female, which is normally a gender that we don't see in the role of villain, and that's nice for that's nice to have that equaled out. There's a lot of good parts that really only the James Bond movies have been casting of female villains. So does Zootopia check all the boxes in an all-time classic? Yes, it does. It's an instant classic, a movie that will mandate multiple viewings and just generally a happy place to be for at least 2 hours, probably more like 8.